Good afternoon, a beautiful afternoon in progress across interior New York and New England with lots of sunshine, some high clouds blowing in from the south, but generally dry weather, and we'll wind up in the same ballpark as we were yesterday with afternoon highs in the middle to upper 60s. As we get deeper into the evening, more clouds will stream in from the south, and with the cloud cover, overnight lows will not nearly be as cool as last night, with readings mostly in the 40s by tomorrow morning. High pressure, which has brought us the sunny days over the last couple, is going to depart and give way to a disturbance along the eastern seaboard. This disturbance is what's left of the tropical storm Karen from the Gulf of Mexico last week. It's in a much weaker state, but still producing a lot of rain along the mid-Atlantic coast and gusty offshore winds. As this system creeps up the East Coast, we'll have more in the way of cloud cover tomorrow night, and Friday, especially from about I-90 and Point South. If the system tracks close enough to us, we could even see a few showers creeping into the southern parts of our area during the course of the next couple of days. High temperatures toward the end of the week will wind up in the middle 60s as well. This system will eventually slide off the eastern seaboard and away from our region, allowing high pressure to build back in for the upcoming weekend. The result will be a mixture of sunshine and clouds and dry weather, and highs on Saturday and Sunday in the middle to upper 60s. The next weak cool front will approach on Monday, with some more clouds and the chance of a shower for Columbus Day, as highs stay in the mid-60s, then we'll dry it out nicely midweek next week behind that front. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wind advisory is in effect for a large part of the southwestern U.S., including most of Arizona. A high wind watch is out for parts of New Mexico, where the wind could gust to 55 miles per hour. The winds are associated with a storm ejecting out of California and into the Grand Canyon area today on its way quickly toward western Texas. The storm is also producing snow in the mountains, where a winter weather advisory is out for parts of the Sierra Nevadas for 2 to 5 inches of snow above 6,000 feet. Snow is also likely for the Colorado Rockies, where a winter storm watch is in effect. Snowfall accumulations of 6 to 12 inches are likely mainly above 8,000 feet. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring an area of low pressure located over the eastern tropical Atlantic, about 325 miles south-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands. The associated shower and thunderstorm activity has increased since yesterday afternoon, but is currently displaced well to the northwest of the low center. Environmental conditions are expected to only be marginally conducive for development during the next 1 to 2 days. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 18 at Alturas, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the middle 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 83, set in 1949, and the record low, 27, in 2001. Sunrise this morning, 7:02 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:22 p.m., 11 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and seasonably mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine through high clouds today with highs in the mid-60s, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine with high clouds moving into the Catskills today and highs in the middle 60s, partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine through high clouds today and highs in the middle 60s, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunshine through high clouds today with highs in the middle 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy. A chance of showers across southern sections and highs in the mid-60s. Chance of shower south of I-90 again Friday. Otherwise, a mixture of sunshine and clouds in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds for everyone over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, in the middle to upper 60s. Chance of a shower on Columbus Day, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 60s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.